Good morning, and welcome back to Science Briefing, your daily download of discovery. It's Friday, August 14th, 2026, and there's a lot to get through, so let's dive right in. We're starting with some big news for cancer patients. The FDA has approved Bristol-Myers Squibb's iberdomide, sold as Zenbexis, for advanced multiple myeloma. What makes this one special isn't just that it's a new oral drug that pairs with existing treatments like Darzalex and dexamethasone. It's that it debuts an entirely new class of medication, and it's the first approval to use a more sensitive way of measuring cancer remission in this disease. For the blood cancer community, that's a genuine milestone. Speaking of medical breakthroughs, artificial intelligence is quietly transforming how we find new drugs altogether. MIT researchers use generative AI, trained on the structures of known antibiotics, to screen 45 million compounds and turned up two promising candidates effective against gonorrhea and MRSA. That matters because we've only approved 12 new antibiotics globally between 2017 and 2022, while resistant infections already kill more than 1 million people a year, a number that could balloon past 8 million by 2050 if we don't act. AI's ability to sort through massive chemical libraries in hours rather than years could be a real game changer, not just for superbugs, but for Parkinson's and rare lung diseases too. Meanwhile, our understanding of the ancient past just got a shakeup. Researchers at the University of Liverpool found original collagen protein preserved inside a 66 million-year-old Edmontosaurus hip bone pulled from South Dakota's Hell Creek Formation. That overturns the long-held assumption that fossilization wipes out all organic material, and it opens the door to studying dinosaur biology at the molecular level, potentially even tracing evolutionary relationships we never thought we could see. On another front, our brains might be more porous to the outside world than we realized. Stanford scientists discovered that immune cells from the bloodstream actually migrate into the brain starting in middle age, transforming into specialized immune cells called microglia. This challenges the old idea that the brain operates behind a sealed barrier for life, and it could reshape how we think about diseases like Alzheimer's. Up in orbit and beyond, it's been a busy week for space science. The Sloan Digital Sky Survey released over 3 million new spectra, including its first observations from the Southern Hemisphere, mapping black holes and rare stars in stunning detail. The James Webb Telescope spotted water and dust, somehow surviving in the harsh environment near our galaxy's central black hole. And the UK is building a suitcase-sized satellite called CosmoCube to listen for radio whispers from the cosmic dark ages on the moon's far side. NASA, meanwhile, is pushing ahead with more than 20 robotic lunar landings through 2029, working with partners like Blue Origin and Firefly Aerospace, and has just invited India's space agency to join the effort. That's your science roundup for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.